to Commission Chats. I'm your host, John Scapini. Commission Chats is a podcast that takes you behind the scenes of the United States Sentencing Commission. Today, we've got a special guest with us here, Jen Barita, USSC's Director of the Office of Legislative Affairs. Jen, thanks for joining me today.
Hi, John. My pleasure.
So tell me, what does the Office of Legislative Affairs do?
So the Office of Legislative Affairs is the Commission's primary liaison to Congress. It's our responsibility to be proactive in reaching out to Congress to make sure that they're aware of the reports that the Commission releases, data that's available to Congress, and just so Congress knows what the Commission is working on. We also advocate for some of the Commission's policies to Congress, and we formulate strategies that could be helpful in the Commission in enabling some of these policies. Oftentimes, commissioners are asked to provide testimony before Congress and hearings, and the Office of Legislative Affairs also helps to draft some of that testimony.
And what about briefing members of Congress? Is that something OLA does as well?
Absolutely. That is a really important responsibility of OLA. We brief members of Congress and their staff on the many reports and publications that the Commission puts out, of which there are many, as you know. We respond to data requests from Capitol Hill, and we can be very, very useful, a great resource when members of Congress and their staff are formulating or contemplating legislation.
So somehow I haven't seen your office yet, you know, with COVID and what have you, but you strike me as someone who has C-SPAN on in the background in the little TV all day. Is that right?
That's a very astute assumption. Yes, the Office of Legislative Affairs are very avid C-SPAN watchers, and we're also news junkies. But I do have to shout out to my fellow C-SPAN heads out there. Yes, that's one of the things that we do to keep on top of legislation. And it is very important that we track legislation and track what Congress is doing, because that does inform future commission guidelines.
Yep, I do keep hearing that. But speaking of the Hill, C-SPAN, what have you, it's been great having your experience coming from the Hill here with us at USSC. Tell us a little bit about what it's like transitioning to the commission.
Yeah, from my many years on the Hill, I knew already what a valuable resource that the Sentencing Commission was to Capitol Hill, members of the staff, and members of Congress. Working on the Hill is like drinking from a fire hose. Things are very fast and furious. Deadlines are quick. Turnarounds are quick. Hill staff have to learn their issues very, very quickly. I knew what a good resource the commission was to the Hill, because often members of Congress would cite commission statistics when they're talking before committee hearings or mentioning sentencing data on the House or Senate floor. So I did already know what a great resource the Sentencing Commission was, but it was only after I transitioned to this side that I realized how many reports and publications that the commission does put out. Pretty remarkable for an agency that's this small.
Yeah, that's right. Small but mighty. So speaking only for myself, when I first came to USSC and I heard legislative affairs, the image that came to my mind was, you know, Schoolhouse Rock, I'm just a bill. You know, I assume there's more to it than that. So tell me, if I'm a busy Hill staffer, why should I give your office a call?
I love the analogy. I love Schoolhouse Rock. And I know all the words to the song, I'm Just a Bill, but fortunately for you, I'm not gonna sing that song right now. It's important to note that we are not a lobbying group. We're an independent federal agency, and we are a resource to the Hill. So whether a Hill staffer is an expert on sentencing issues or brand new to the issue, we're certainly here to help. And as we discussed before, I know firsthand how busy the Hill is. And it's very important to note that all of the staffers in the Office of Legislative Affairs have some Hill experience. So we know exactly what Hill staffers are going through, and we know how to meet their needs. We regularly respond to requests for information from Capitol Hill, And we can help Hill staff navigate their requests for information on sentencing guidelines. That way we can be of most use to them.
Can you be a little more specific in how you help the staff navigate these things? We have plenty of services. I've seen them on our website. Why don't you walk the listeners through some of them?
Yeah, certainly. Our Office of Research and Data is a treasure trove of information. So Hill staff can reach to us when they're researching or contemplating new legislation related to federal sentencing. We can help them formulate their requests so that we can be of most use in responding to them. We also keep the Hill informed pretty regularly about commission reports and publications, again, of which there are many. Even in the short time I've been here, we've put out reports on the First Step Act, we have a recidivism series, and we have a series on child pornography offenses, all of which have provided very useful information to the Hill. So we're just a phone call or an email away. We can help. We're a great resource. Reach out to us.
That's great. Quick question, though. When you're talking about all these different resources, do you just work with Hill staffers or do you bring other people into the fold as well?
No, and that's a great question too, John. We also work with other federal agencies such as the Department of Justice, and we work closely with advocacy groups such as those that work to prevent the exploitation of children and organizations that advocate for criminal justice reform.
And beyond that, maybe what are some forward-looking projects that you've got in mind or any goals that you hope to achieve here at the Commission?
My goals are simple but important. For those newer to the Hill, I really want to make sure that they know what a great asset the U.S. Sentencing Commission can be to them and their work. For those who are veterans to the Hill, I just want to remind them that we're just a phone call or an email away. We have so much pertinent and up-to-date information on so many issues that are relevant to the national discussion. The Commission, I'm very proud, has had a longstanding and fruitful relationship with Capitol Hill, and it is my priority to make sure that that continues.
Jen, thank you so much for joining me today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
That's it for today's episode. Thanks again to Jen. Stay tuned in this feed for more Commission Chats. If you're interested in some of the products and resources Jen talked about, you can find them and much more on our website, ussc.gov. Be sure to follow us on Twitter to receive the latest news from the Commission. We are at the USSCGov, and check us out on LinkedIn. I'm John Scapini, and thank you for listening to Commission Chats. Bye for now.